Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, everyone. My name is Josh Rose, and I actually get to read a devotional that was written by Jonathan Duncan. And so this is his words that I'm reading, and it's called On Truth. I want to begin with Daniel chapter 8, verses 12 and verse 25. The Lord's people and the daily sacrifice were given over to it. It prospered in everything it did, and truth was thrown to the ground. He will cause deceit to prosper, and he will consider himself superior. In Daniel chapter 8, we see Daniel's description of a vision he had from the Lord. In Daniel's vision, there is a small horn that represents a king, and this king becomes an absolute monster. He's a master of intrigue, manipulation, and brutality. He sets himself against God and slaughters God's people. He stops the daily sacrifices, defiles the temple, and tramples the truth. The temple was the primary place where people went to interact with God, to worship Him, and learn the truth from Scripture. This king knew that if he could subvert the worship of God, he could control what is perceived to be true. Truth was easily manipulated, and historical sources confirm that people who had copies of the Scriptures were sought out and killed. Now, our reality might not be that dire, but sometimes it feels like truth has become hard to distinguish from all the lies. These days, there are fiery politics, the global pandemic, and civil unrest for people to bicker over. Everyone has a different, passionate stance, and divisions are getting deep. One might be tempted to think that truth has been thrown down like it was then. Be encouraged. We were never meant to be responsible for world events. That's the Lord's domain. Rather, let's revel in and celebrate the truth the Lord has given us. He's in control, and no amount of lies can change that. When the Holy Spirit indwells the believer, Christianity becomes a vibrant spiritual relationship that transcends the dangers of circumstance. Our very beings are hidden in Christ. Our sins are forgiven, and we can commune with the Father directly. Our walk and our church can never be threatened again because He inhabits us. What happened in Daniel's vision cannot happen to us today, for the Lord has decreed His church will remain. Romans 8, 38 to 39 says this, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." John 14, 26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you the remembrance, to your remembrance, all that I said to you." I challenge you to hold on to these promises, recognizing how amazing God's grace is to us. Thank the Lord that while deceit may be everywhere else, it can't infect a heart devoted to Jesus. His mercies are deeper than the sea, and His grace stretches to the sky. We too can be like Daniel and go about the king's business, upholding truth in a world full of lies. Let's do that today. Let's go about the king's business. God bless you, and thank you, Jonathan, for a great devotional.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.